Thursday night, Chavis Holdovos, the fourth shir, Shar Bitachon. Chavis Holdovos says in the first benefit of having of developing Bitachon, says the first benefit is you have a relationship with Hashem, you're living with Hashem. And u'mishapotach al zulas Hashem, if you b'teach on something else other than Hashem, so then takam salik Hashem hashkachosum imenu u'mosro b'deyoso shenishan olav. We said over from the Ramban and Eov, that's the dynamic, the way that Hashem sets it up. V'yeh b'dargos mishanemar bohem kishtayim ros osa ami osios v'mekor moyim chayim. Lots of lamboros, boros nishbar. So the Kavitalovas really says here in the beginning of Shara Bitachon that if you have, it's not the definition of Bitachon, but a result of having Bitachon, a benefit of having Bitachon, is that you're more assured of success than if you follow the path of Hestaponim, the path of thinking that whatever it is you're relying on, that's what's working. And we said there's three possible biurim why that occurs. You can say it's schar, like you say the same sochotobel chalavot chemishimcha BMS. You could say the way the chalavot is machma, the way the Ramban says in Eov, the more you're enveloped by Hashem, the more He's with you. So the more protection, the more He does things in a way, He protects you from evil, He protects you from harm, He protects you from what goes on. And you rise above Teva, and there's the pendulum, the tzaddik that's completely nimsar Lashem, so he'll have nisim done for him. There's no limitations of Teva whatsoever. And that's how you have this whole spectrum. I gave you the example that you can reach a madrega where instead of, let's say, there's a downturn in the economy, right? So the company is going to lay off 20% of its workforce. So the person that has already developed bitachon, he'll be saved from that. He won't be from those 20%. So you rise above the norm, we'll call it. So that's the second beer in why it gets results. There's a third beer that I heard. Again, not to mix up bitachon with the results, but it's a totsa'ah. So we saw so far two mahalchim. So I saw a third mahalach that goes as follows. Many times in the pasuk you see a lashon v'lo nevosh. It says v'lo nevosh ki b'cha b'tochnu. Or b'cha b'tochnu v'seinu b'tochnu v'altemo b'cha b'tochnu v'lo voshu. We say v'lo nevosh v'yolom v'ed ki b'shem k'ach chagdu b'cha b'tochnu. Or you say v'sim chal keinu v'hem v'yolom v'lo nevosh ki b'cha b'tochnu. We talk about busha. So, I saw a beer. The pasuk says, "Lahagid ki yosher Hashem, suri below avlosabo." So the pasuk's strange. Yosher, you say, okay, Hashem's yosher. He's fear. Whatever he does is fear. So does it have a beer? You come along afterwards and you say, and he doesn't do an avla below avlosabo. Hashem's yosher. You've already said that. Now it's like sort of a backhanded compliment that you say Hashem doesn't do an avla. V'lo avlosabo. So I heard a marshal, the beer, let's say you have to catch a plane. It's very important. You have appointments in America, they're all lined up, and you must catch a plane. I had that myself a few weeks ago. Like, I had to catch the 1 o'clock flight to New York. I have to. Or else, like, it's a mess. Everything's going to get very messed up. So I call a car service. So you can call a car service. And the car service comes, and he comes on time, and he takes you with your packages, and he doesn't even charge you for hovala. He takes you straight to the airport. He doesn't get lost. He doesn't make shtick. He doesn't stop off. He doesn't talk on the phone. He gets you there, and you pay him, and that's it. That's called Yashar. He was Yashar. He didn't pull shtick, and he did what he was supposed to do. Now, scenario number two. Let's say You have to get to the airport. There's no car service. The city you're in has no car service. And you don't have a car. So you call someone up and you say, I'm asking you a favor, take me to the airport. And you should know, I'm relying on you. I have no other way of going. And I'm relying on you. Totally. And then you hang up the phone. You're sitting outside with your suitcases. Then if the person doesn't show up, it's called an avla. If he knew that you were relying on him, so that goofa becomes a machayev. If we truly rely on Hashem, then we can turn to him and say, or then there's a dynamic that is, v'lo nevosh ki v'cha batachnu. You see, Hashem doesn't want us to be this bayesh. When the car service is yashar, but the guy that just didn't show up when he knew you were relying on him, and you have no one else to rely on, and this is the make it or break it, so that's called v'lo avlosobo. So we say in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if we truly, this is not what the Chavis HaLavis is saying, I'm giving you a third hesber why bitachon begets results. The first beer was that it's simple schar. The second beer is the way the Chavis HaLavis says it, it's mashma, like the Ramban and Eov. And this is the third beer, the v'lo nevosh beer, with the story with the car service. And the guy that said, if you're really relying on him, so then that creates its own dynamic where he doesn't want you to be below nevosh, ki v'cha b'tochnu. That becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, so to speak. A self-fulfilling dynamic where Hashem doesn't want us to be embarrassed having had bitachon in him. So it creates its own dynamic and it begets results. Although this goes through a few psukim now, so the pasuk in Yirmiyahu we talked about yesterday, we remarked yesterday what an amazing pasuk it is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, when you do Avodah Zarah, so you're going to Elohim Acherim, which is really how Rashi defines Elohim Acherim. They're of no avail. So not only are you leaving Hashem, Makor Mayim Chayim, but you're wasting your time. You're going to, first of all, a Be'er, not even a Bor, and not even Mayim Chayim, but a Be'er. And you're going, it's a Be'er that's broken, because you rely on someone to do something for you. So that's, you're relying on your boss, or you're relying on whatever, so it's very apt, very limited, very mitzumtzum, and it could change, and he could be powerless to be able to help you, etc. For Omar, the Amirus Kvodom, the Sabnishor Ochele, said, Hashem is kavod. This is the eagle it's talking about. And instead they went and they made themselves foolish. And who did they switch Hashem for? The Sabnishor Ochele Esev. Now this might seem a little extreme to compare it to Avodah Zarah. The pasuk about Avodah Zarah. Yirmiyahu is the pasuk of Avodah Zarah, and this pasuk in Tehillim is talking about the Egel. But the truth is, if you, in the heart of the matter, there's a very, very important Ramban that you have to adopt as a mantra. The Ramban says, Emuna is the tree, and Bitachon is the fruit. If you truly have emuna, that's the tree. And the tree, the fruit of emuna will be bitachon. If you really internalize that Hashem Echad, that's the tree, then it begets the fruit of bitachon. Meaning, so of course you're going to rely on Hashem. Like that's the tree. And that's really the only reality. It's not like you have a choice. That's what he said before. Chayav. You really don't have a choice, but you have to. The avoda of bitachon is to consciously work at it, since everything in this world pulls us away from bitachon and Hashem, because it looks like the doctor. It looks like it's up to the doctor. It looks like it's up to the taxi driver. It looks like it's up to the boss. It looks like it's up to the bank. It looks like, you look around, you see a mirage of causes and effects. So it's very big avodah, it's very hard. But in the Yisod HaDvarim, it's avodah zarah. That's an extreme statement, and I'm not saying like whoever doesn't have bitachon is an ovei avodah zarah. But that's what the Chavis Halvavos is bringing up, Sunim of Avodah Zarah. And if you put it under, like, a conceptual microscope, that's really what it is. Because Emunah is the tree, and Bitachon is the fruit. If you really believe that Hashem is the source of everything, and the only source of everything, so very clearly, how can you not have Bitachon? How can you not? So it's not far-fetched to bring down Sukkim, which actually are talking about Avodah Zarah. V'omar Ashrei HaGever Sheyasom Hashem Yiftacho. I'm sorry. V'omar HaKosov Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach Hashem V'ya Hashem Yiftacho. So I think the double lashon is teaching the lesson that if you're Boteach Hashem, Hashem indeed becomes Miftacho. He becomes indeed worthy of relying on, meaning you'll get the results. V'amar Asher Hagever Shasom Ashrei Hagever Shasom Hashem Yiftacho V'lofono Rehovim the Sotei Chazov, meaning false and fake things that you want to lean on and rely on, but it's Chazov, it's fake. V'amar Or Hagever Sheyiftach Ba'odom the Som Bosor Zeroo U'min Hashem Yosur Libo. That brings out, I think, the idea that you're always relying on something. You can't play the game. Yeah, I believe in Hashem and I have bitachon in Hashem, but you know, but this and but that. It's umin Hashem yosur libo. If you rely on something else, and you think either, what are you thinking? You're thinking Hashem is mad at you, so he's not going to do it for you. Okay, so then what? So then it's not going to happen. I got news for you. You can't rely on anything else. Hashem, you know, if I rely on Hashem, I don't know what it's going to be, because Hashem might be mad at me. So I better rely on the doctor, not on Hashem. That's what's going on in our minds. Umisha b'teach ala tzoso, someone who relies on their own resourcefulness, v'sach b'loso, their own intelligence, v'koach gufo, or his health, to his amtsuso, or his own hishtadlus, if he relies on his hishtadlus. You have to do hishtadlus, we'll learn why, and we'll learn the parameters of hishtadlus. It's not as much as you think it is. You're going to be severely nervous when you learn the parameters of hishtadlus. But certainly, according to everybody, you don't rely on the hishtadlus. You're not helping Hashem with hishtadlus. Hashem doesn't need your help. You're not making Hashem's life easier or simpler, or Hashem could relax, doesn't have to work so hard because you're helping him, you're doing your hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is only something you do, but if you rely on that, so yimsurei Hashem biyad atzmo. Hashem will say, okay, have it your way. V'oz yisachzev, right? This is modern Hebrew. He'll be mitachzev, miyagio, he'll work and work and work, and the next day he gets fired. The techlash yicholto, the sidal atzoso, he'll outsmart himself. We see people every day who outsmart themselves. Malahasig mavuksho. And you try and you look for something and you put your hishtadlus in a certain mahalach, but you rely on that. And then, you know, the person forgets about you, the sahamashkim, you want to rely on him, so he'll forget about you for 2 years. That's the person that outsmarts himself. The swift do not always win the race. You just have to look at the difference between the Six-Day War and the Lebanon War. In both cases, the weaker army won, except one who was the good guys and one who was the bad guys. But it was the weaker army in both cases. Right, whoever doesn't have proper parnosa knows that, because that guy's smarter than the other guy. We know that it's not the rich people, it's not the smart people. The rich people are not smarter than you are, right? V'gam lo na nevonim osher, v'gam lo la yodim chen. V'amar kfirim roshu v'ra'evu, v'dor she Hashem lo yachsu chol tov. Okay, we'll stop here.